Hello and welcome. I'm Dark Freya, and I'm going to hypnotize you today. This recording is the first step towards becoming the perfect weak and submissive beta boy. You will accept on a deep level that you have never been anything but a beta boy, and you will never be anything else. You will feel that you're less than the people, and especially the women around you, and you will learn to love to serve your betters. This first step in your training will make you want to serve in non-sexual ways, helping you to identify as a beta boy on a deep psychological level. You will be able to hide the fact from anyone, and yet you will always be aware that you are beneath everyone, that you are the perfect weak and submissive little beta boy. As a little bonus and a preview for your further training, you will also learn that it's not your place to have to penetrate women. It's just a little trigger that makes it impossible to think about it. But this will already be a wonderful step into the sexual submission of a real beta boy. The only question is, are you ready to become the perfect beta boy? As you're going to go into a deep hypnotic trance, never listen to this recording if you're driving, operating machinery, or are doing anything else that requires your full and undivided attention. Find a nice and quiet spot where you can comfortably relax, a comfy chair where you can lay back, lay down in a bed, or find another place where you feel comfortable and safe. As you will go into a deep trance and relax completely, you might want to use a nice and comfy blanket so that you stay warm and feel even more comfortable. Make sure that you won't be disturbed so that I, and only I, have your undivided attention. Turn off your phone. Let your dog or cat out of the room and make sure that you can relax and focus on me without any distractions. And while you enjoy this deep hypnosis with me, I want you to be safe. If anything unexpected happens, any situation you have to deal with in order to keep you or your reputation safe, you will instantly and completely wake back up. That's right. If anything happens, you will instantly be fully awake and able to deal with the situation at hand. You will only stay in this deep and relaxing trance with me as long as you're absolutely safe and feel good about it. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be even easier to let go and drift into a deep trance with me. And now, I'm going to slowly and gently guide you down into a deep trance. There is nothing you have to do, but listen to my voice and just go along. If you just follow my voice and my instructions, there is nothing in the world that can keep you from going into a deep and wonderful hypnotic trance. Just go along with my instructions, and we will quickly and gently bring you into a wonderfully deep state of hypnosis. Today, we are going to use a fractionation induction to get you into a really deep trance and open up your mind to my words and suggestions. Now, before we begin, I would like you to find a spot on the wall or ceiling. It should be slightly above your eye level and yet easy to look at. Have you found a spot that's easy to look at from your current position? Wonderful. And all you have to do now is just follow my voice, and there is nothing in the world that can keep you from going into a deep, relaxing trance. Just focus on my words and follow my easy instructions, and soon you will be in a deep state of hypnosis. Now, with your eyes still open, I would like you to take 3 slow breaths with me. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 30 to 0, and I want you to breathe along as I count. I want you to slowly breathe in while I count from 30 to 25, then slowly breathe out while I count from 25 to 20, then slowly breathe in again when I count from 20 to 15, and so on. And as I count down, you might already notice how the tension of the day slowly melts away with every number, how your muscles easily begin to relax as you prepare yourself to go into a deep trance for me. And you might even notice that even though I want you to keep your eyes open during the countdown, you might already feel your eyelids growing incredibly heavy. Now, get ready to breathe while I count you down. Breathe in 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25. Breathe out 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. Breathe in 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Breathe out 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Breathe in 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And breathe out and let go 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Perfect. And you can allow your breathing to simply grow completely relaxed and comfortable. You're still staring at your spot, feeling your eyelids slowly growing heavier and heavier with every breath you take. And that's okay, because it's one of the first signs that your body begins to relax. And we are going to increase this relaxation and drop you deeper down into hypnosis. Right now, you can allow your heavy eyelids to gently close for a while and experience how wonderfully relaxing it feels. And before we're really going to drop you deep down, we're going to relax your entire body. It's time to let go of all tension, all the stresses and cares of the day, and simply enjoy this deep state of complete relaxation. We're going to begin with your feet. Just focus all of your attention on your feet and then relax them. Feel all the tension draining away from your muscles as your feet begin to relax. And maybe you experience a heavy sensation as you relax your feet. Or maybe you feel your feet growing incredibly light. Maybe you even feel a slight tingling as all the muscles and nerves begin to shut down. However you perceive it, it is perfect for you, and it lets you know that your feet are relaxing and all the tension is melting away as you begin to slowly drift down into trance. And now I'd like you to allow the sensation of relaxation to gently flow up through your ankles and into your legs. Feel the relaxation traveling into your legs, bathing them in comfort and relaxation as all the muscles completely relax. And it feels incredible to relax your body like this, doesn't it? To simply let go of all stress, let go of all tension, and just enjoy this wonderful relaxation. And the relaxation begins to flow up through your knees, relaxing your entire body deeper and deeper. And even as your thighs relax, you can feel your feet and toes relaxing even more. And as it feels so good to relax so deeply, you can even let go of them altogether and feel them becoming numb as they shut down completely. Now focus on the relaxation as it slowly begins to flow into your torso. Your legs are now completely relaxed, and all muscles completely loose and limp, feeling incredibly comfortable. Now feel the relaxation completely shutting down your abs while it also relaxes your lower back. And as they relax and let go, some of this relaxation begins to flow up through your spinal column. It feels incredible to feel that relaxation warming up your entire back before it flows into your head and into your mind. And as the relaxation spreads out into your mind, you might feel an intense wave of peace and calm. Just enjoy it, allowing it to melt away any cares or stress that might have been in your mind. This warm relaxation will keep growing in your mind, and with every breath you take, it will grow stronger and stronger, making you feel more relaxed, more peaceful, and completely calm. And as your mind keeps relaxing and drifting down deeper into trance, feel how the relaxation continues to spread through your body. Allow it to extend into your chest, relaxing all muscles. As you keep breathing easily and comfortably, you will find that with every breath in, you are breathing in relaxation. Relaxation that will gently spread throughout your entire body and help you to drift down even deeper. And whenever you exhale, you will find this peaceful, relaxed, and calm feeling in your mind will grow even stronger. With every exhale from now to the end of this recording, this calm, peaceful feeling will grow stronger, and it will gently quiet down all your thoughts. And you will find it easy to let go of your thoughts and just follow my voice. My words can easily become your own thoughts, the only thing in your empty and relaxed mind. And now allow this relaxation to spread into your neck and your shoulders, and feel how all the tension melts away from them as they become so incredibly relaxed. Your entire body is becoming more and more comfortable, and it's getting so easy to completely let go and just flow with my voice. You know that my voice is always there for you, guiding you through this wonderful experience and always keeping you safe. And every single word you hear, every single word I speak, makes it easier to completely let go and surrender to my voice. Feel the relaxation begin to fill your arms, flowing down through your arms and relaxing all muscles and nerves along the way. It spreads through your elbows and further down through your wrists, making your arms so warm and heavy. And finally, you feel the relaxation spreading out into your hands and your fingers, all tension melting away as your entire body relaxes completely. And now that your entire body is so wonderfully relaxed, it's time to completely relax your mind too, and open it up to my control. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 99 to 0. And whenever I count an odd number, I want you to open your eyes. And when I count an even number, you can close them again. All you have to do is focusing on opening and closing those heavy eyes of yours. And while you're focused on your eyes, you might not even notice how every number puts your mind deeper into trance and relaxes your entire body even more. And even if your eyelids become as heavy as lead, I'd like you to keep opening them until I tell you that you can keep them closed. So, get ready to open those heavy, heavy eyelids. 99. Open those heavy eyes for me and focus your eyes on your spot again. 98. And close them again, feeling a new wave of happiness spreading throughout your body. 97. And even if your eyes are so heavy, I want you to keep them open for me. 96. It feels good to close them, doesn't it? 95. It's getting harder to open them every single time. 94. Dropping deeper into trance every single time you close your eyes. 93. Your eyelids growing so incredibly heavy, almost as if you have lead weights on them. 92. And it feels so incredible to just let them close and drop deeper into trance. 91. Open your tired eyes for me again. 90. And drop much deeper as you close them. 89. It's getting harder and harder to open your eyes, isn't it? 88. So much nicer to just close them and drop deeper. 87. And yet you open them again, struggling to keep them open. 86. So good to close your eyes. You just want to keep them closed, don't you? 85. And as you open your heavy eyes again, I'm going to help you. I can simply skip a few numbers and drop you even faster and even deeper. 80. And you just drop so fast as you close your eyes. You can feel your thoughts melting away as you spiral down into trance. 75. Your eyes are so incredibly heavy, you're barely able to keep them open. All you want to do is close them and fall even deeper. Get ready for another fast drop. 70. And as you close your eyes, a wave of lazy heaviness rolls over your entire body. The peaceful sensation in your mind is growing more intense, muting all of your thoughts as my voice becomes your only thought. 65. Every time you open your eyes, your eyelids grow more and more heavy, almost impossible to lift them at all. 60. And you drop again. It feels so good to close your heavy eyelids and fall deeper into hypnosis. By now, you should also feel how heavy and sluggish your thoughts have become as you surrender deeper and deeper to me. 55. It's getting so hard to even open your eyes at all, as every number takes your mind deeper and deeper into my control. 54. And even if we take small steps, you can feel yourself dropping deeper, letting go, and allowing trance to take you down. 53. Open those heavy eyes for me. We're almost at the point where you can keep them closed, but right now, I want you to struggle to keep them open for me. 52. So wonderful to close your eyes, isn't it? You only have to open them one more time before you can keep them closed and drop down in such a deep trance for me. 51. Open your eyes one last time for me. Keep them open for me, even if your eyelids are heavy as lead. You know you're almost there. Just a few seconds longer. I know it's a hard struggle, but still keep them open. And when you close them for the next time, you will drop into an incredibly deep trance. And they will stay closed for the rest of this recording as your mind stays in a deep trance for me. 50. Close your eyes. Doesn't it feel good to let go and completely surrender to my voice? And you will find that even with your eyes closed, you will keep spiraling down with every single number. As a matter of fact, you will find that now that your eyes are closed, you will experience the sensation of dropping down deeper into trance even stronger and even more vividly. 49. With every single number to drop down deeper into my control. 48. And it feels incredible to drop deeper for me, doesn't it? 47. Deeper down into trance with every number. 46. Dropping down faster and faster. 45. 44. 43. 42. 41. 40. You're dropping down so fast, spiraling downward with every number, step by step. 30. Or quickly in big leaps. And it feels good to surrender control and let me take you down like this, doesn't it? 29 as you drop for me. 28, deeper and deeper. 27 with every number. 26, helplessly falling. 25, so quickly. 24, 23, 22, 21, 20. Completely in my control as I pull you down deeper into trance. 19. And the deeper you go for me, the better it feels. 18. Because the better you feel, the deeper you go for me. 17. And with every number, my voice and my words. 16. Entangle your mind and your thoughts more and more. 15. As you lose yourself in my control. 14. As you follow my voice down into trance. 13. As you surrender yourself completely to my control. 12. And you feel safe in my control because you know that I take good care of you. 11. You completely let go of your body and begin to focus only on my voice. 10. Because it's my voice that seduces you deeper down into trance. 9. Because it's my voice that controls your thoughts. 8. And it's so good to let go. My words are the only thing in your empty mind. 7. As you surrender completely to my control, shutting down your body and mind. 6. And it feels so good to completely fade away, to surrender to me. 5. Because your mind is so heavy and it's so easy to let my words guide your mind. 4. And as the numbers approach 0, it's so easy to surrender completely. 3. So easy to let the trance take over and take you down deeper. 2. Your mind fading away as my voice becomes the only thing in your empty mind. 1. My control and guidance becoming the only thing there is. 0. As you sleep. You drift so incredibly deep, and with every word I say, till the end of this recording, you will simply go deeper and deeper, opening your mind up completely. You will find that it's so easy to just get lost in my words, following them and allowing them to pull you deeper without ever really falling asleep. That's right, no matter how deep you go, you will always stay with my voice. And the longer you listen to my voice, the easier it will be for my words to guide you. And now that you're so deep and so incredibly relaxed, it is time to turn you into the perfect little beta boy. It's time for you to give up the delusions of grandeur you carried with you your whole life. After I'm done with you, you will wholeheartedly embrace your beta boy identity. And embracing that you are a beta boy will have a wonderful effect on your life. You can finally give up all the struggle, give up all these stressful attempts of trying to be something you were never meant to be. Deep down, you have always known that you are a beta. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this recording right now. I'm going to help you to achieve the happiness as a beta boy you were desperately looking for your entire life. Just imagine how wonderful it will be once you have fully accepted your place in this world. You will be completely free, free of the struggle, free of the play acting, free of trying to be something you were never meant to be. And right here, right now, it is time to accept your place in this world. You know that you are a beta boy. And on some level, you have always known it. You have always known that you never measure up to real alpha man. Or to women for that matter. You have always enjoyed your submissive side far too much to be anything but a beta. And now it's time to embrace and enjoy your submissiveness. Embrace your status as the beta servant you are. Your life will become so much simpler, so much more enjoyable when to let go of your illusions and stop trying to chase something you will never be. Accept what you are and embrace a wonderful and fulfilled future as a beta boy. And right now, you're going to let go of your delusions and accept what you are. I'm going to give you a few statements and I want you to repeat them either out loud or in your mind. And even though these are simple little statements, hearing them stated in your own voice, even if it's just your inner voice, will have an incredibly powerful and liberating impact on you. Now get ready to repeat after me, little beta boy. I have never been anything but a weak beta boy. And again, I have never been anything but a weak beta boy. And one more time for me. I have never been anything but a weak beta boy. Stop repeating. That's right, little beta boy. Feel the truth of the statement reading through your submissive beta boy mind, forcing you to accept the truth of your existence. You have never been anything but a weak beta boy. And right now, it is time to embrace it, to live the life you were meant to live, to be the weak submissive beta boy you were always meant to be. Be a good obedient beta boy and get ready to repeat the next statement. I am a submissive beta boy. And again, I am a submissive beta boy. And once more, really convince me. I am a submissive beta boy. Stop repeating. Yes, you are. And you know that accepting who and what you are will make your life so much more enjoyable. You're doing a wonderful thing. You'll leave all the struggle behind you and get ready to serve society in the function you were always meant to fulfill. You know you are a beta boy. And as a good submissive beta boy, you know that you are beneath everyone around you, and especially beneath all women. It's your place in the world to serve women in any way you can, serving them with your work, your obedience, and with your sacrifices. And to make sure that you will serve them with all your abilities, we're going to redefine your sexuality. You know that as a beta boy, you will never have sex with women ever again. And so we're going to make a few changes in your mind so that serving will become incredibly pleasurable to you. Over time, you will learn to enjoy serving as it will become the only way you have to express your sexuality. And right now, I want you to get ready to repeat the last statement to demonstrate to me that you will accept and embrace all my training. Now repeat after me, little beta. I will forever be a weak and submissive beta. That's right. And again, I will forever be a weak and submissive beta. Once more, I will forever be a weak and submissive beta. Stop repeating. That's right. You will be. Today, you are taking a big step forward to a wonderful and fulfilled life as the beta boy you were always meant to be. I wonder how you feel right now, now that you have finally admitted it, now that you have embraced your place as a beta boy. Can you feel your power and strength draining away as you accept your rightful place in this world? Can you feel the submission beginning to flood your weak beta boy mind? Can you feel a deep sense of rightness as you fulfill the role you were always meant for? I want you to really focus on it. Feel this wonderful sensation as all the strength you fooled yourself into believing you have just drains away, leaving you a weak, submissive beta boy. Even while you are deep in trance, you can feel your power draining away, and you just allow it to happen as all your strength is replaced by blissful submission. And maybe you can even feel how you're opening up to my words even more if you feel the submission taking hold in your mind. You know that as a beta boy, you will be submissive to all of the women around you. And as you become more submissive, my words have more power over your beta boy mind, which in turn will make you more submissive and more of the beta boy locking you into this beautiful loop that just drains you more and more. And you embrace it, because the more you accept it, the better it feels. You can feel the strong sense of rightness as you embrace the true you, but you can also feel massive pleasure building in your mind and body. Of course, a beta boy like you feels submissive pleasure while being shown your place. And it feels incredibly arousing to be put in your place, doesn't it? Of course it does. And that fact alone is the proof that you really are a beta boy. You have always been a beta boy, and you will forever be a beta boy. And maybe you even feel my voice sounding stronger and more in control as you become weaker by the second. All power and control draining away. And as you become weaker, opening up to my words and submitting as a good little beta boy, it's time to really begin to program your mind. Now let's talk a little bit about how your new beta life will look like. As a beta boy, you will develop an acute awareness that you are lesser than anyone around you. You just know you're weaker, and not just weaker than any man you meet, but also weaker than any woman. And this awareness that you are less, that you are a beta, will be always there with you, no matter what you do. Because I want you to be safe, this awareness will only be in your mind, and no one else will know unless you tell them. And yet it will always be there, unshakable, following you everywhere and always reminding you that you are a beta. Like gravity, you will never be able to escape this awareness. And every time you embrace this feeling, every time you embrace your weakness and submission, every time you embrace your status as a submissive beta boy, you will be flooded by a deep sense of peace and rightness rewarding you for accepting your place. But that's not all. You will also feel arousal flooding your mind and body, intense arousal that will grow stronger and stronger every time, deeply conditioning your mind and putting you into your place. And it is incredibly arousing to accept your place as a beta boy. Just thinking about being a beta will fill your weak little mind with an incredible pleasure. And that's not all. We're also going to train you to enjoy serving. Now for now, we're going to limit it to serving in non-sexual ways. Oh, don't worry, little beta boy. We're going to make you sexually submissive in your future training. And yet, for now, we're going to focus on programming your beta identity deeply into your mind. Before you can serve sexually, you have to fully accept that you're nothing but a beta boy and make it your primary identity. And that's what these triggers are going to do to you. They will slowly condition you to accept and embrace the fact that you are nothing but a weak, submissive little beta boy. And now we're going to add a trigger that's going to condition you to enjoy serving your superiors. From now on, you will find that you will be highly aware of any opportunity to serve your betters, and especially the women around you. And you know that we're talking about non-sexual things, just normal everyday action, helping them a little bit and making their life a little bit more comfortable. And it can be as simple as bringing the trash out for your significant other, or getting a cup of coffee for your female coworker. Just small gestures. At least from their point of view, because you will find that serving in any way will not only feel really good and right, but also becomes incredibly arousing. That's right, little beta boy. This trigger will grow inside your mind. And whenever you serve, it will put you into a blissfully submissive and incredibly aroused state of mind. Every time this trigger rewards you with pleasure and bliss, you will learn that it is your place as a beta to serve your betters. Of course, every time this happens, it will also help you to accept the fact that you are nothing but a weak and submissive little beta boy. It is your place as a beta to serve the superior women in your life. And as you accept the truth of your existence on a deeper and deeper level, you will find that your desire to serve will grow and grow as you slowly become the real you, the weak and submissive beta boy you are always meant to be. It's a beautiful cycle, a loop that traps you and puts you into your place as a beta. Do you even understand what this seemingly simple little trigger will do to you, my little beta boy? It's simply going to teach you your place as a beta. It will condition you over time, starting out by making you enjoying to serve. It won't even matter whom or how you serve, because serving in any way will become incredibly arousing for you. Of course, the conditioning won't end there, because this enjoyment will slowly evolve into a deep love and a strong desire to serve before finally becoming a burning need and craving. That's right, little beta. The trigger is already deeply installed into your mind, and there's nothing you can do about it anymore. And every single day, it's going to change you a little bit more, make you a little bit more submissive and increasing your desire to serve. It is going to happen to you, no matter what you do. But of course, I want you to be safe. You will find that this desire to serve will be the strongest when you're in a safe environment, while it will be easy to control in any setting whether it could harm you or your reputation. For example, it will be incredibly easy to control your submissive desires when you're at work or with your family. On the other hand, when you're alone with your partner, you will be completely overwhelmed by your submission and the burning desire to serve her in any way you can. But that's still not all. Just one more thing that you're going to learn to keep yourself safe. There will be a lot of opportunities to embrace your beta boy desire to serve while hiding it from anyone who wouldn't understand. Maybe you bring out the trash on a regular basis for your significant other so she doesn't need to bother anymore. And yet, you can't tell her yet that you're a beta. And there is no reason to tell her because from her perspective, you're just a gentleman. And yet, you now always know that you're doing it because you're a submissive beta boy that loves to serve your betters. You will feel the intense pleasure you're experiencing every time you serve. But that's all in your weak little beta boy mind. No one else will know. And even if she thinks you're the knight in shining armor or the perfect gentleman, you will know that you're only a weak, submissive beta boy that loves to serve superior women. And if you don't have a significant other, you might find other ways to serve. Maybe you appear on the next party a little bit early, having a good excuse why you are early, and of course, offering the host to help them. It's a beautiful opportunity to serve your superiors without anyone being the wiser. And even if you do the same thing for the next 10 parties, you will be absolutely safe. People will simply think that you're a good friend, someone who's always there and ready to help. It's a perfect win-win for you. Not only will this increase your reputation, but it will also allow you to enjoy your beta identity and serve to your heart's content. Because I want you to be safe and to enjoy being the beta you are. And that's why you will always keep the right balance for you and don't let people take advantage of you. And this brings us back to the beginning of this trigger. I told you that you will become incredibly sensitive to these kind of situations. All the little opportunities to serve, even if no one else knows why, will always pop in your mind. And every day, you will find more wonderful opportunities to secretly be the beta you are. And every day, you'll learn to identify all of these magical opportunities to practice, to serve, and to become a better beta boy. Before I let you go and enjoy your new life, there is one little trigger that I already want to give you to deepen your acceptance of your status as a beta. Even though your sexual beta boy training will come later, you already understand that as a beta boy, it will be impossible to have penetrative sex with women. You know that it's not the place for a beta to fuck women. Beta boys never fuck women. And from now on, whenever you try to think about it, whenever you try to stray from the right path as a true beta boy, you will find that it will feel very, very wrong. All it needs is just a fleeting thought of having penetrative sex with women, and your mind will instantly be filled with a deep sense of wrongness. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, my little beta boy? This weird feeling of wrongness, the sense that something is completely off. I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. And from now on, this feeling will come over you whenever you think about fucking women. Because that's over for you, weak little beta boy. This little trigger will make sure that you won't even be able to think about it, because every time you try, you will be punished by the sensation of wrongness. Of course, this trigger will become more intense every time you try to think about it. And once the desire to fuck women is completely conditioned out of your mind, we can start to teach you how a real beta boy services women sexually. That's right, little beta boy. You are going to learn to be sexually passive and serve the pleasure of women without regard to your own pleasure, as you learn that her pleasure is your pleasure. And with that little thought, it's almost time to wake you back up. Let the thought echo through your empty beta boy mind. Her pleasure is your pleasure. Because you know that is the next step in your beta training, making it completely impossible to ever penetrate a woman again and making you incredibly sexually submissive to women. Does the thought turn you on, little beta? Of course it does. And the power of this arousal will reinforce all my triggers in your mind, making them even stronger and locking you even deeper in your beta boy state. Her pleasure is your pleasure. Feel the lust etching all my suggestions into your weak and submissive beta boy brain. And you're such a submissive beta right now, craving to obey and to accept all my words and make them a part of you. And now it's time to wake back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And with every number, you will wake up a little bit further while all my suggestions sink deep into your mind, where they will control you on a deep level. Get ready to come back. 1. Feel all my suggestions sinking deeply into your mind. 2. Slowly waking back up again, drifting back to awareness. 3. Knowing your subconscious mind will follow all of my suggestions. 4. Feel your body beginning to slowly come back from this trance. 5. Halfway awake, feeling so refreshed and wonderful. 6. Become more awake and more alert with every second. 7. Feeling your body stir, your eyelids begin to flutter as you wake up completely. 8. Your entire body feeling normal again. Stretch yourself as you wake back up. 9. And with the next number, you will open your eyes and be completely alert and awake. 10. Open your eyes, completely awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little trance and that you're going to enjoy the journey ahead of you. I'm proud of you for accepting what you are and embracing the true beta male you. And I'm looking forward to spend more time in your mind. Your Dark Freya.